Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, we're going to go visit now with the biggest rider in the gun space that there is and on the biggest website that there is, Ammoland.com, and that would be Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
So let's look real quick at this article about this National Firearms Survey. And I think I've talked about this already, but okay, I want to see if this is the right survey that I'm thinking it may be.
Yeah, there's a flurry of articles out in the last week or so, I think. So it probably is the same one. But there are two... similar, or kind of similar, they're like called National Firearms Surveys, both in 2021. So you can get them confused a little bit. This is the more extensive one that was done by Dr. William English, and they looked at about 54,000 people on the internet, and they used some fairly sophisticated methods to try to identify firearms owners, and they found about 16,000 and some of those. And then those people, they surveyed as to how many guns they had, whether they used them defensively, and what sort of guns there were, and the demographics of the gun ownership as well. So that's the one that I recently wrote about. And it's been around a little while, but I don't think the entire database has been released yet. Dr. English said that he is going to, the survey was in part of his preparation to write a book about what they uncovered. And he said that, you know, the book is going to be coming out fairly soon, so it doesn't appear to me that they released everything. They released quite a bit of interesting data, but I think there's quite a bit more to come. So, is that the one you've been talking about?
This guy, William English, he submitted an amicus curiae brief to the Supreme Court?
He did. He did. It was about the Bruin case, and he submitted a brief saying that... yeah, people carry guns. It was common in the U.S. today, and that they used the use of these carry guns for defensive purposes was common, according to his research, which the questionnaire was filled out in. The survey was done in 2021. About 32% of the people said, you know, who were identified as, who self-identified, I should say, as gun owners, said they had used a firearm in defense of self or property at some time. So that's over their whole lifespan where they had firearms. And so that came out to be about 1.67 million times a year. Now, there have been several other surveys done, none anywhere near as big as this one. I mean, this one is... I think it's probably roughly 10 times as big as the next survey. That
now, when you say, now, is this a survey? Would you say this survey is bigger than the ones done by Kleck and Locked?
Oh, yeah. That's much bigger. Much bigger, because they were limited to telephone surveys, and those are expensive. And, you know, you have to have a person specifically talk to people and to get answers, and it takes time and money. But now that the Internet is so nearly universal, it's much cheaper to do a survey. And Dr. English contacted a particular company that has made itself into a specifically entity that designs surveys to be done over the Internet and yet get accurate results. So they have set up or determined a sort of database based on demographics. So they get representative samples of people on the Internet. And then they send questionnaires, and it's designed to get a very complete response. And I think their responses were way over 90%, which is amazing. In surveys, because lots of people just ignore surveys. And so they started with a representative sample of about 54,000 people. So they selected these 54,000 to be representative of the national demographics and of state demographics as well. So they have samples of even a few dozen from states with small populations like Alaska and North Dakota, as well as many more in places like California, New York, and Texas. So, it's a much larger sample than I believe any previous survey. Now, the only one that would come close is, done by the... justice system. It's not a survey that's designed specifically for anything involving guns. They just ask about defense in it. So the overall sample is larger, I think, of 100,000 people. But the number of people who they determine may have guns or that they ask about guns is much, much smaller, because that's not the purpose of the survey. It's designed for other purposes, and anything to do with crime and firearms is just peripheral to its purpose. So even though it has a bigger sample to start with, they're not looking at the same thing. So the number of people they ask questions about involving guns is much smaller.
Now, is this also the same thing that where they found 1.7 million defensive gun uses?
Well, that's pretty close. They say 1.67 million per year. Now, a much higher number than that overall. It was about 50 million defensive uses over the lifespan of people, because they did not limit it to 1 year or 5 years. They just asked, have you ever? And looking at the demographics and then calculating what that is per year, the roughly 50 million that would translate to came to about 1.67 million per year.
I'm looking at some of the stuff, like the 415 million firearms privately owned in the United States
right.
in the spring of 2021, which sort of, there's a lot of stuff coming out of this survey that, while it doesn't go as high as I think it is, it does.
Well,
it is getting closer, huh?
Yeah, they do say that it may be an undercount. Because even though they tried to be very, I wouldn't say sneaky, but careful not to offend people when they asked their questions, they would ask a question such as, do you have any of the following recreational equipment? You know, kayak, tennis racket, firearm, volleyball net, you know, I'm paraphrasing a little bit.
Sure.
And if they check off firearm, then they say, okay, we got a gun on.
Hang on for me right there. Hang on. We're going to pick it up when we get back. This is a very, very important survey, and Dean has written about it, pulled it apart at the seams. We want to find out about it. This is also at AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about this survey that has come out, and let me ask you about this. You know, Kleck came out with his first study in 1991, right? 1992, 1991.
I think that's about correct.
Yeah.
For the first survey that he did, yeah.
And, I mean, was there even... I don't think we had internet of any...
No.
...deep penetration at that particular time. So
right.
It was a very long, arduous process to do his survey. Is this survey so much bigger and better because gathering information has become easier?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, he had to use phone surveys. And think about it. You have to call up a number. You may or may not get a response. Then you have to convince the person to participate in a survey. And then you have to ask them a fairly long series of questions, which, you know, hopefully you get positive responses from. Now, in the internet survey, you've already identified these people, and you ask them, you know, I'm not 100% if they did this, but I believe they may have said, you know, are you interested or are you willing to participate in internet surveys without any topic being mentioned? And then they send the questionnaire over the internet, and you fill out the questionnaire on the internet interactively and then send it back. So the whole thing can be done with almost no time invested by the people who are doing the survey other than to send it out over the internet. So it's far less expensive and far easier than doing telephonic surveys.
Now, is it as reliable?
I think it is. In the documents that I was looking at about this survey, they spent a little bit of time talking about how they put use certain practices to make this as reliable or maybe more reliable than telephonic surveys. And so they make a pretty good case. I mean, surveys have inherent limitations. One of them being, if you have someone who is, and probably justifiably, leery about putting out information that links them in some databases having a firearm, well, they're not going to want to participate. So even though this survey, you know, tried to sort of ease that question in by talking about sporting goods, anyone who is leery about it, who is, you know, doesn't want to give out that information, probably would not have mentioned that they had a firearm as a sporting part of their sporting goods. And so you're going to have an undercount. And they mentioned that in the survey. They're saying, well,
right,
we don't know how much of an undercount, but we took these measures to try to minimize the undercount. And we can't know for certain what we don't know. You know, we don't know what we don't know. But my belief is that it has a certain amount of an undercount. We just don't know how much. And when you look at the total numbers they came up with, very interesting, 415 million in the spring of 2021. Well,
right,
we know there's been quite a few firearms sold since then, in the neighborhood about 24 million or so additional firearms have been sold in the United States to private parties since that time using the NICS system and their data about firearm sales. And we add that to the 415 million, and we come as of August, the end of August in 2022, the survey would predict, with the additional firearms, about 439 million. And using the method that Gary Kleck perfected and was designed, pioneered by Newton and Zimmering before that, these are all people who work on academic papers on firearms ownership, there'd be 485 million. Well, that's only 46 million more. I mean, so that'd be about 10% more. And I could easily believe that 10% of gun owners would be leery about talking about gun ownership. That doesn't seem difficult for me to believe. So I think this survey and the method used by Gary Kleck and Newton Zimmering, and then I've extended it beyond where it was last done by Kleck, they're pretty close. I don't think, you know, when you're dealing with a number that's so hard to come by, because we do not have comprehensive gun registration in the United States. There's only a few states that have some gun registration. California is one. I think New Jersey is another. But if you don't have that, you don't have a definitive number. And so this number, there have been some surveys that claim that we had less than 300 million guns in the U.S. And I think this between 400 and 500 million is a very good estimate of how many privately owned guns we have in the United States. And it's growing very rapidly.
Right.
Because we're selling, private gun sales in the U.S. are averaging over 1.25 million a month. So, every month, add another 1.25, sometimes 1.5 million guns. So every month that goes by, we have more and more private guns. And there are many factors involved, but one thing, you can get guns now. They are probably the least expensive in terms of the amount of hours of labor you have to put in that they have ever been.
Right.
I mean, you can get a very good 22 semi-automatic pistol made by Kel-Tec for about a little over $200. Well, that's like about $30 back when I bought my first Colt Woodsman used for $60 back in 1968.
You still have that?
I do.
All right.
I probably need to get a new spring set for it. But yeah, I do have that, and they're wonderful pistols. But I just recently got a Kel-Tec P-17, and it's probably, in reality, a little bit nicer pistol for a lot of purposes than that Woodsman. It only weighs half, not even half, almost a third of about 11 ounces unloaded compared to the Woodsman 32. And it shoots just about as well, and it has 16 rounds in the magazine instead of 10. And it disassembles and cleans a lot easier than the Woodsman did.
Well, do me a favor. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. I'd love to find a Woodsman myself, but anyway, that's all beside the point. Talking to Dean Weingarten, he is the best writer, the biggest writer at Ammoland.com. This article is right there at the top. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is sending more of your tax dollars as aid to Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying in a release $600 million in military aid is being sent to the country for equipment that's being delivered as their counteroffensive continues against Russia's unprovoked invasion. A federal judge is denying a request by the Justice Department to resume reviewing documents seized from former President Trump's estate. The Justice Department had said it would appeal if there their request was denied. West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice has signed a pro-life abortion bill. The measure bans nearly all abortions except in cases of rape, incest, or certain medical conditions. Wall Street is closing in the red to end a volatile week, the Dow losing 139 points on Friday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Come now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Let's talk about this 80% story about Grid Defense, formerly Ghost Firearms.
Okay. Let's see. And this is not part of the survey, right? This is a
This is a different article. The ATF's vague frame and receiver rule harming businesses.
Yeah. Okay, now I know. And that's the one where there's two different courts ruling on it,
I believe. But yeah, what I find interesting is we just had this thing with the credit card companies giving us a new MCC code for gun shops, and at the same time, these guys are trying to restrict the ability to use credit cards at all.
Right. Now, what we have here in the this is about the, what I think you're talking about was the courts that ruled that the ATF could proceed with their final rule, saying that is in that final rule, but pistol braces and they talk about suppressors, and they're basically changing the definition of what is a firearm and what isn't in this rule that they've been put out that was supposed to take effect on August 24th.
Right.
And we've actually had several courts where cases are ongoing, asking that this rule be blocked with at least a temporary injunction so that they can determine whether the rule is constitutional or not before it is enforced. And two different courts, one in North Dakota and another in Texas, refused to grant this temporary or preliminary injunction. And so the rule has gone into effect. But we had another court, which isn't in this story, but a different story, granted a temporary injunction in Texas to stop the rule from going into effect, at least in part. So all this is in litigation right now, and there's quite a bit of uncertainty about what is legal and what isn't across the nation when the ATF is trying to implement a rule that seems especially political because they didn't try to implement it before the Biden administration came into power. And then once the Biden administration came into power, they're attempting to change the regulations, make the law about what is a firearm and what isn't considerably right. Different. And that would be ghost guns. Ghost guns is the terminology they use for a gun that is essentially homemade and therefore isn't required to follow the same regulations that gun manufacturers who commercially make guns are required to under the law. And there has never been a requirement that people who make their own guns are required to put serial numbers on them. I would argue that even the mandatory use of serial numbers by commercial manufacturers is fairly recent. It goes back to, about 1968.
Right.
Well, I think for handguns there might have been a requirement in the 30s that handguns have a serial number. But even that's relatively recent. The Supreme Court ruled that the Sullivan Law in New York in 1911 was not historically far back enough to be considered for Supreme Court purposes as a historically common regulation on the use of guns. Now, part of what some of the cases and dicta in the Supreme Court cases on Second Amendment indicate that commercial sale may be something that the federal government can regulate about guns. But commercial sales are not private sales, and they aren't private manufacturers. So if you have commercial sales, there must be something that is a not commercial sale, if you see my point. Otherwise, it's just a sale. So I'd like to see the Supreme Court, I think many people would, clarify what they consider a commercial sale versus a non-commercial sale. Because if you can regulate a commercial sale, the ability to regulate is the ability to destroy, or similar to the ability to tax. And so if you can say, well, we can prevent people from having guns because we won't allow them to buy guns because every sale of a gun is a commercial sale, well, then you've destroyed the Second Amendment, essentially.
Yep.
So there at least has to be something that is a non-commercial sale. And I would argue that if you own a gun and you're not a gun store or a gun, somebody who manufactures guns commercially, if you sell it to somebody else, that's a private sale. That is not a commercial sale. And private sales, then, should not be regulated by the government or any state. So that's not in this brief. It's an aside about, because what they're doing in the North Dakota case particularly, and to a lesser extent in the one in Texas, they're saying, well, the Supreme Court says you can regulate commercial sales. Therefore, this regulation's okay. I mean, I call it the commercial sales loophole.
Right.
Because they're saying, well, it's not like we have a long history of telling people they can't make their own guns, but we do have a history of saying, you can regulate commercial sales, and so this is okay. But that doesn't meet the BS test, in my opinion, because right. you have, if you have commercial sales, you have to have non-commercial sales. And then another thing that happened in the North Dakota case, which was, I thought, rather strange, the judge in that case created a new term in the law.
Really?
He said, well, yes, because nowhere in the law does it say you have to, you can make your own guns if they are completely manufactured by you. Now, what does completely manufactured mean? And yet, the judge in that case comes up with this term. He says, the final rule does not infringe on any individual or business ability to completely manufacture a firearm for personal use.
So I guess you have to go out back and mine the raw materials.
Mine the ore, yeah.
Start doing your own smelting and everything and making metal, you know, making...
I mean, that has not been a reality for at least probably 400 years. I mean, people would buy steel and forge it into barrels and make guns, or they would make their own barrel and then buy...
And where is this judge?
Flintlock, North Dakota. It's Judge Welty. Judge W-E-L-T-E. When I read the decision, it looked to me, you know, this guy really doesn't want to make a critical decision on this. He's searching hard to find a way not to offend the people who the Biden administration particularly. That's what it looked like to me.
Well, do me this favor. Hang on for me one more time. Talking to Dean Weingarten, these two articles, the last two articles that have been published at Ammo Land that are Dean's, and of course every time I go back it pops me right back to the wrong page, and that's why I thought I was looking at Dean's stuff when I wasn't. AmmoLand.com. Dean has well over 2,000 other articles there just like these. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we got one segment left here, and I mean, do you have anything else to say about the final rule, or is there some little
topic? Yes, I do, there's some interesting stuff there.
Okay.
One of the things is that I say they're Judge Welty is using this completely manufacture and commercial sale as a way to avoid the issue that is really being raised by the ATF rule. Well, one of the issues is that they don't have the power. They shouldn't have the power to change the law unilaterally. It should have to go through Congress, and Congress has repeatedly refused to change the definition. But what we have there is that what they're really arguing, if you read what they say, they're saying guns have become too easy for ordinary people to make. Therefore, we have to make it harder for them to get guns. I mean, it's really kind of weird. As you say, the technology has changed. You know, we have 3D printing now. We have computer-controlled milling machines. It's just way too easy for people to make their own guns now. So we have to make it harder. And the way we make it harder is we change the definition of what is a receiver so that people have to put a lot more work into making a receiver, and that'll make it harder for them to get guns, and that's why we have to do it. I mean, it's transparent that that's what they're saying, is it's just too easy for you to make your own gun. Now, the problem with that for them is nowhere has Congress or in the Second Amendment does it say if it gets easy for people to make their own guns, we have to stop that. I mean, implicit in the Second Amendment is the ability to make your own gun. And what Judge Welty is saying now, he's saying, well, I'm going to say that you can make your own gun, but you have to completely manufacture it. I guess that means, you know, you have to dig your own ore, make your own steel, you know, as you mentioned. But the purpose of that is it's too easy. It's too easy for you to make your own gun. That's what they're saying. And, of course, that is the whole purpose of the Second Amendment, is to make sure it's easy for you to have your own gun. So it's directly an attack on the purpose and function of the Second Amendment, in my opinion.
All
and
right.
I argue that many, many provisions of the Gun Control Act of 1968 are direct infringement.
You know, they're constantly going back to this, aren't they? The old, well, you know, when they wrote this, it wasn't as easy to make a gun. Or when they wrote this, they didn't envision an AR-15. It's always.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, this is a primary basis for progressive ideology. That was then. This is now. Things are different, so we have to alter the Constitution to do what we want because things are different. But that's not the way it works. The Constitution has a provision for changing things if they need to be changed, and it's often been used. It's called the amendment process. But what they know is that they wouldn't be able to amend the Constitution to give the government more power over whether people have guns or not. So they say, well, we just got to do it because it's so important to us. You know, it's really important to keep people from having guns. They shouldn't be allowed to have guns. And this is, again, part of that philosophical discussion is based on their premise that more guns means more problems. But there's all kinds of evidence that that is not true. More guns does not mean more problems. There are many countries in the world that have way fewer guns than the United States and have way more problems with guns. Brazil is a classic example. And there are many countries that have many fewer guns than the U.S. and have less problems, like England. But they also had less problems when they didn't regulate guns. So, as that survey that we were talking about by Dr. English shows, through part of, well, actually, I'm thinking of his amicus brief on the Bruin decision. What he shows is when you have more people with guns, it really doesn't make a difference. Not in overall crime rates, overall murder rates, overall suicide rates. It doesn't have any significant effect that you can measure. Now, on a personal basis, it has an effect. If you have a gun and somebody's trying to victimize you, you're less likely to be victimized. But overall, that doesn't affect the overall statistics a lot. It's probably right on the edge of being measurable, because John Locke, with some of his sophisticated analysis, shows that there's a reduction in murder. But it's not huge. And there are others that say, the majority of studies say, well, we can't see a difference, really. And then there's a couple of studies that I think are really questionable that say, oh, yeah, crime goes up. But they kind of cherry-pick the date and the definitions they use to come to that conclusion.
Right. Right.
So that's what we see. And I think there's a good chance this final rule will be ruled unconstitutional. Because I think they're changing the law too much. And that West Virginia versus the EPA decision that the Supreme Court just put out a little while ago says, well, you know, maybe these regulatory agencies can change it when it doesn't really change the law all that much. But if it's a major impact on the country, these regulatory agencies can't usurp the power of Congress to make these legislative decisions. So it's winding its way through the courts, and there's one Texas court at least that's put a temporary injunction. So we'll have to see what happens with that. And they're also still battling out the bump stock case. And it's being argued on very similar grounds. Does the ATF have the ability just arbitrarily change the definition of what is a machine gun.
When is this EPA thing that just happened to the EPA that came out of the Supreme Court? When is somebody going to take and apply that? Is somebody already doing
that?
Well,
they're already citing it in some of these cases.
Right.
So it just takes a while for the arguments and counterarguments and judicial process to go through the law. We have something that happened very quickly in the law just recently, and I've got an article that hasn't been published yet, but it's going to come up quickly, and that is about Dick Heller challenged the D.C. Limit on how much ammunition you could carry for self-defense.
Right.
And D.C. looked at Bruin, and they said, oh, shit. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if I can say that. But they said, oh, this is bad. Let's change the law before it becomes actually a court case. And so they already said, we've repealed that part of the law, and we're going to be in negotiations with Heller to see if we can reach a settlement. So sometimes it can go faster, and I think it's starting to go faster.
That would be my desire, to see it go faster. Anyway, winding down now. Are you going to be around on Tuesday?
I intend to be.
Very good. So, plan on hooking that back up. We'll be doing that again. And thank you very much for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure, and hopefully there'll be a lot more good stuff coming.
Indeed. As for me, that does it for the week. Tomorrow you can pick up Gun Owners News Hour. That will be out there. And also, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always, always going to be about total control, every little facet. This has been Lock and Load.
Left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.